Welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You are listening to Radio DMG Pocket Newsity for June 9th, 2014. We just, well, actually a couple hours ago, had the Sony PlayStation press conference. Whew! It was long. It was almost 2 hours long. And they reconfirmed Hotline Miami 2, Broforce, Titanfall, Child of Light, Tales from the Borderlands, Minecraft, which is the console version with co-op intact, not a mobile version like we all feared. And that's good. PlayStation Now will be coming to Vita sometime in September. And that's going to allow you to play PlayStation 3 games via their rental service on your PlayStation Vita. They also announced a HD remix of Grim Fandango, which is also coming to the PlayStation Vita, as well as announcing a new game called Entwined, also coming to the PlayStation Vita. The PlayStation Vita TV is coming to the United States and being renamed PSTV, or PlayStation TV, kind of a jab at Apple. It's going to be $99 by itself, or $139.99 as a bundle with an 8GB memory stick and Lego the Movie the Game. The Lego Movie the Game. Yeah, that's actually the name of it. That comes out this fall. They don't have an exact date. They also showed off a little bit of their CGI animated Ratchet and Clank movie, which reminds me a little bit of a cross between Astro Boy and, well, some of their other Sony pictures. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Capcom also announced that they will be bringing some more Game Boy Advance games to the Wii U Virtual Console, including Mega Man 0, 1, and 0, 2, and Mega Man Battle Network. They're also bringing over Breath of Fire, the Super Nintendo one, as well as Demon's Crest. I just thought that would be kind of interesting to share. They are bringing Mighty Final Fight and Gargoyle's Quest 2 and Street Fighter 2010 to 3DS Virtual Console. Street Fighter 2010, I'm not sure why, but okay, Capcom. There aren't too many people with actually fond memories of that. I actually suggest you look up playthroughs of Street Fighter 2010 online on YouTube. And while you're at it, you should go to our YouTube via www.areadmg.com and subscribe. Do it now. Mm-hmm. Well, Mighty Final Fight is actually kind of cool, and it's actually kind of a hard NES game to find. And the same with Gargoyle's Quest 2, which there's actually a Game Boy version of Gargoyle's Quest 2. The NES version is the one that we're getting on Virtual Console, not the Game Boy one. The Game Boy one wasn't released in certain territories, so there's a little bit of rarity to, well, both of those. And Demon's Crest is actually pretty rare, too, so hey, you should pick those up if you own a Wii U. And if you own a 3DS, you should probably check out Mighty Final Fight. You'd probably like it if you're a fan of River City Ransom and other games like that. Other than that, Sony had a pretty good press conference. Tomorrow is Nintendo's press conference. That's at like 10 a.m. my time, which shouldn't be too bad. And I will also be on another H-Bomb and Friends after that fact. So if you're watching, like, follow the Twitter. There will be links to things. So, that's it for now. You are now caught up. This trailer may contain spoilers. Really, Sony? Did you really have to do that?